The healing at the pool, John 5. Sometimes later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Shabbat. And so the Jewish leader said to the man who had been healed, This is the Shabbat. The law forbids that you carry your mat." But he replied, "The man who had me well said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" So they asked him, "Who is this fellow who told you to pick up and walk?" The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jewish leaders that it was Jesus who had made him well. So, because Jesus was doing this thing on the Shabbat, the Jewish leaders began to persecute him. In his defense, Jesus said to them, "My Father is always on his work to this very day, and I too am working." For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him. Not only he breaking the Shabbat, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Jesus gave them this answer, "Very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees the Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, and he will show him even greater works than these, so that you will be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it. Moreover, the Father judges no one, but he has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Very truly, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes in him who has sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. Very truly, I tell you, a time will come and has come now, come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son, and those who hear will live. For the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given authority to the judge, because he is the Son of Man. Don't be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their grave will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done what is good will rise to live, and those who have done what is evil will rise to condemn. By myself I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not my pleasure myself, but him who has sent me."
在耶路撒冷靠近羊门边有一个池子，希伯来语叫做毕士大，旁边有五个门廊，里面躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的许多病人。因此在有天使后按下池子的水，在那里搅动，水动之后，谁先下去，无论得什么病就会痊愈。在那里有这样一个人，病了38年之久。耶稣看见他在那躺着， 已然了解他的病情，就问道：“你想要痊愈吗？”病人回答说：“先生，水冻的时候，没有人把我放在池中，我正想去的时候，总有别人比我先下去。”耶稣回答他：“起来，拿起你的毯子走吧。”那人立即发现自己已经痊愈了，就拿起身边的毯子走开了。那天是安息日，所以犹太人对医好的人说：“今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不行的。”可他却说：“使我痊愈的人对我说，你可以拿你的褥子走开了。”他们便问他：“对你说那样的话的是什么人？”医好我的并不知道是谁，因为那里的人非常多。耶稣早就已经离开了。后来耶稣在殿里又遇见他，对他说：“你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕未来你再犯的话，遭得更多。”那人就去告诉犹太人，使他痊愈的是耶稣。所以犹太人逼迫耶稣，因为他在安息日做了这样的事情。耶稣就对他们说：“我的父亲做什么事情，我也做什么事情。”所以犹太人越发想要杀掉他，因为他不但触犯了安息日的规矩，并且称之神为他的天父，将自己与神当作平等的。耶稣对他们说：“我明明白白地告诉你们，我自己并不能照着自己的意愿做什么，唯有看见了我父亲做什么，儿子才能做什么。我父亲做的事情，我也会照做的。父亲爱孩子，将自己做的一切事情指给我看，还要将比这更大的事情要我去完成，这才会让你们感到惊奇。父亲怎样叫死去的人又重新活过来，我也会同样随着自己的意思叫人复活。我的父亲不审判什么样的人，乃将审判的事情已交给我了，叫人都来尊敬我的父亲。所以尊敬我的父亲的人也必当尊敬我，不尊敬我的人就不尊敬我的父亲。我就是来告诉你们，听我话的又信我差使来的人就会得永生，不至于定罪，所以以后也不会再出生入死了。我就是来告诉你们，时候将到了，现在就是时候了。死人如果听见神明的儿子的声音，听见的人就要复活了。因为父亲怎样看待自己的生命，就赐予他的儿子照样在自己的有生之年活下去，并且因为他是他的儿子，就赐予他行使审判的权利。你们不要把这件事情看作什么稀罕事，到时候你就明白了。凡在墓穴当中，只要听到我父亲的声音的就要出来，凡是行善的复活的，作恶的复活就当定罪。我凭着自己实际上并不能做什么，我怎么听见就怎么审判，我的审判也是公平的，因为我并不寻求自己的意愿，只求差遣我来者的意思，即我父亲的意思。大家好，我是主播 Kiki， 我们第二阶段的中文名字是读经大讲堂，英文名字是 Bible Study。 我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我都会以学习者的角度做一个个人总结分析，然后英格瑞姐姐会帮助我和大家进行深度的学习问题讨论，希望这样的趣味性互动能给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是约翰福音第九讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We'll adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I'll make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner.Then Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting, also interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with my sister on related issue. Today is our next lecture on the Gospel of John. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the commentary for discussion. So, the first part is still my summary of study. So, everybody, the following content of my study. One day during a festival in Jerusalem, Jesus healed a man who had been sick for 38 years by the pool of Bethesda. The man broke the Sabbath by picking up his mat and walking on it, but Jesus told him to do so. Although the Jewish leaders disagreed, the man had no idea who Jesus was because he had disappeared into the crowd. Later, in the temple, Jesus wore and died. That man knew to sign again. The man then revealed that Jesus had healed him, causing this thing some Jews to resent Jesus even more. Jesus defended himself by saying that God was always at work, and so was he. This comparison with God angered these Jews even more. The Jews thought Jesus was so self-righteous. Jesus explained that he only did what he saw God doing. Whatever God does, Jesus does too. God gave Jesus the power to judge, and everyone should respect him as they respect God. Those who listen and believe in Jesus will receive eternal life, and one day the dead will hear his voice and be raised to life again. Jesus will judge based on what he hears from God, ensuring fair judgment. Because this section of the Bible is difficult to understand, I would like to ask my beloved sister Ingrid to explain it to me.
Hello, sister. You already have mentioned the most important things in this story. Beside of this, I can mention that the man was 38 years in that place, and when Jesus spoke to him about healing, he lamented about that nobody carries him to the water.
你好，妹妹，你已经提及了这个故事中最主要的事情。除此之外，我也可以提到，那个人在那个地方已经38年了。当耶稣对他谈到医治的时候，他为没有把他抬到水里而感到些许遗憾。
But the good question is, whom brought him food all the years he longed? Sometimes we are so focused on ourselves and our wishes that we don't see the people around us who already are helping us.
但是问题是，这些年来又是谁给他带来食物的呢？有时我们过于关注自己和自己的愿望，以至于看不见周围那些帮助我们的人。
When the Pharisees told him not to carry his bed, instead of giving glory to God about his healing, he blamed Jesus that he was the one who told him to do this.
当那些犹太人告诉他不要搬动床铺的时候，他没有将自己医治荣耀归于上帝，而是责怪耶稣，因为他是告诉他这样做的人。
Jesus knew how he will act, that he will carry on to put the responsibility on the others and blame those who helped him. Therefore, Jesus said, "Don't sin again. It could be worse with you."
耶稣知道他会如此行事，他会继续将责任归咎于其他人，并责怪那些曾经帮助他的好人。因此，耶稣说：“不要再犯罪了，你的情况可能会更加糟糕。” Okay, well said. Based on about Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have been just become Christians. The first one, sister, how did Jesus demonstrate compassion and healing towards the man at the pool? 姐姐，耶稣如何向池边的人表现出怜悯和医治呢？
He saw that the man was in this bed there for such a long time and without any hope, even it may have occurred because of sin. Jesus looked at the hopeless of the man and offered healing. The interesting here is Jesus offers healing and the man answers with blaming the people.
他看到这个男人在床上已经躺了这么久，没有任何希望，即使这是可能因为罪责而发生的事情。耶稣看到这个绝望的人，并且提供了足够的医治。这里有趣的是，耶稣提供了医治，但那个人似乎以指责耶稣作为回应。Second issue for sister, what significance does the healing on the Sabbath hold in terms of Jesus' authority and the reaction of the Jewish leaders? 从耶稣的权威和犹太领袖的反应来看，安息日的医治又有什么意义呢？
In the Jewish law, the Shabbat was written as a resting day for the honor of God. But the Jewish leaders made the law stronger and said you must not do anything on a Shabbat. Therefore, they became so angry when Jesus healed on a Shabbat.
在犹太律法当中，安息日被规定为荣耀上帝的休息日，但犹太领袖强加了法律，并指明说你不能在安息日做任何事情。因此，当耶稣在安息日是给人治病的时候，他们感觉到非常难过。
But there is a deeper reason too. They were the leaders, and the people obeyed them. When someone comes and keeps up breaking the Shabbat, they feared to lose their power in other areas of life too.
但还有一个更深层次的原因。他们作为领导者需要人民来服从于他们。当有人来继续违反安息日的规定的时候，他们担心自己会失去领导权力和其他力量。Next one. In what way did Jesus teach about his relationship with God the Father and the authority given to him as the Son of Man? 耶稣如何教导他与神父、天父之间的关系？以及与他作为人子所获得的权威呢？
Jesus does all what he sees his Father doing, and he says in other words, those who see me see the Father. Jesus has got the authority over judgment from the Father. When Jesus will return one day, he will come as a king and judge men.
耶稣做了他看见他父亲所做的一切。在另一章节当中，他曾经提到，人们看见我，就看见了我的父亲。耶稣从他的父亲那里得到了审判的权利。当耶稣有一天再来到的时候，他将以国王和法官的身份到来。Next one, how did the healed man respond to the Jewish leaders questioning him about carrying his mat on the Sabbath?当犹太领袖质问他在安息日携带席子的时候，这位被治愈的人又是如何回应的呢？
He left the responsibility for this action over to Jesus. He blamed him for telling him to do this.
他把他这一行为的责任交给了耶稣，他责怪他告诉是耶稣这样做的。 Okay, sister, another issue for you. What implication that Jesus' statement about the Son's ability to do what he sees the Father doing have for our understanding of his work? 姐姐，耶稣关于儿子有能力做他父亲做的事情的说法，对我们理解他的工作有什么影响呢？
The Father wants to save humanity, so the Son is saving humanity on earth.
父亲想要拯救人类。所以圣子也正在做同样的事情。Next one, sister. How does Jesus' teaching on judgment, honor, and eternal life impact our beliefs as Christians? 耶稣关于审判、荣耀、永生的教导如何影响我们基督徒的信仰？
Those who honor Jesus honor the Father, and those who hear the word and believe in the Father won't come under judgment. They go directly to the eternal life.
那些尊敬耶稣的人就是尊敬天父。那些听到并相信天父的人不会受到审判，他们最终会得到永生。
People with an active consciousness are aware that there must be a judgment after death. Many are occupied with having a good karma or for not to be punished at the end of life. Others do a lot of spiritual works for to go to paradise.
意识活跃的人都知道，死后必定有一个审判。许多人致力于拥有良好的业力，以便在生命的尽头受到惩罚；其他人则做大量的精神上的工作，以便能去天堂。
Jesus says we have to repent from this death works. The only way we can enter paradise is to believe in God Father, who loved the earth so much that he has given his son for us. There is no other way than Jesus. All other things are religion and death works.
耶稣说，我们必须悔改这些致死的行为。我们进入天堂的唯一法宝就是相信天父，他如此挚爱地球，甚至为我们赐下他自己的儿子。除了耶稣，没有其他别的方法。所有其他的事情都是宗教性质的，死亡则是起到了作用。
But when we repented from religion and death works, we do good things not because of fear of punishment, but because we love Jesus so much that we would like to please him.
但是当我们从宗教和死亡行为中悔改的时候，我们就会做好事，不是因为害怕惩罚，而是因为我们如此爱耶稣，我们想取悦于他。Next issue, sister. What are Jesus' assertion about giving life and judgment signify? About his role as the Son of God, I think Jesus' answer is very abstract. 耶稣关于赐予生命和审判的主张，对于他作为神的儿子的角色意味着什么？我认为耶稣的回答有些太抽象了。
When Adam and Eve fell in sin, the judgment over them was. That is why we all have to leave our earthly body and die.
当亚当和夏娃犯罪的时候，对他们的审判就是死亡。这就是为什么我们都必须离开尘世的身体而死亡。
But we still have a living soul who has to be saved, and the soul is eternal. In our religions, the soul comes under a punishment after death because there are things which are obvious, which all people know.
但我们还有一个活的灵魂，必须得救，而灵魂则是永恒的。在所有宗教当中，灵魂在死后都会受到惩罚，因为有些事情是显而易见的，大家都知道。
The righteous punishment would be that we all get death and there is no redeemer, but God's wish is that all people will get saved.
正义的惩罚是我们都死了，并没有救赎者，但神的愿望是所有人都会得救。
That is why he sent Jesus to earth for to die at our place at the cross. The only reason one person goes to the lake of fire and to hell is to refuse Jesus or the act against his or her consciousness is if they never heard the gospel.
这就为什么他派耶稣来到世上，让他死在我们的十字架上。一个人走向火湖和地狱的唯一原因是拒绝耶稣或者违背自己的良心行事。如果他们从未听过福音的话。
And this is why God Father has left the judgment to Jesus. Since he has been a human being and God the same at the same time, his judgment is righteousness.
这就是为什么天父把审判的权利留给了他的儿子耶稣。由于他同时是人又是神，所以他的审判是公正的。Next issue. So, sister,How did Jesus emphasize the importance of belief and hearing his word in relation to eternal life and judgment? 耶稣又是如何强调相信和听他的话对于永生和审判的重要性呢？
We hear a lot of things and philosophy during the day. We can believe in Confucius, Buddha, the Virgin Maria, and a lot of stuff at one day.
白天我们实际上可以听到很多事情和相关的哲学道理。有一天我们可以相信孔夫子、佛陀、圣母玛利亚以及其他很多东西。
But believing in Jesus means I believe only in him and his word, that I stop to hear a lot of philosophic voices who are all nice ideas but not living words.
我相信耶稣意味着我只相信他和他的话， 我停下来，听到很多哲学家的声音。实际上，他们也是好主意，但是并不是我所相信的活生生的文字。
In the next chapter, a lot of people will leave Jesus, but Peter says, "Where should we go? You have living words, and when we believe in his words, there will be rivers of waters flowing of us."
在下一章节中，很多人会离开耶稣，但彼得说：“我们该去哪里呢？”你有活生生的话语权。当我们相信他的话的时候，就会有江河的流水从我们身上流淌而过。Next one. So, sister, what can we learn about the nature of Jesus' authority and his ultimate purpose from his teaching in this passage? 姐姐，从这段经文中的教导中，我们可以了解到耶稣权威的本质和他的最终目的想要达到什么呢？
First of all, Jesus has compassion with everyone. He does not make difference between the obeying and the disobeying people. He calls them all. In the last chapter, we heard about the Samaritan woman who obeyed after her call, and here we had a disobeying man who went on in sin after his healing. Jesus treats them all by the same manner.
首先，耶稣对每个人都充满了怜悯，他不区分服从的人与不服从的人，他称为我们所有人。在最后的结果当中，我们听说了撒玛利亚妇人在他的召唤下最后服从于耶稣基督，而在这里我们看到了一个不服从的男人，在他被治愈之后继续想要犯罪，耶稣以同样的方式对待了他们所有人。
But when we refuse Jesus after meeting him in our life, when he did something for us and we feel to know what it was him, we are answered a call. In the book of Job, we read that God calls twice or three times a sinner to repent. When the sinner did not answer, he will not arise to life on the last day. He will arise to judgment and go with the devil and the demons to the lake of fire. There we will suffer in eternity.
但是在我们生活中遇见耶稣后拒绝他的时候，当他为我们做了很多事情，而我们感觉或是知道他在那的时候，我们就有义务去回应他。在约伯记当中，我们读到神会一而再、再而三地招呼一个罪人悔改。当罪人不答应他的时候，他在末日就不会复活，他会得到终极审判，并与魔鬼同在。魔鬼到火湖里，他也会在那里永远的受苦。好了。今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024年夏天快乐，我们下期再会。